Hey, Papa Kalen, are you making up a story for us? All right, a story with a clown and bears. Once upon a time, there was a clown. A clown who was called Barnabé. His dream in life was to see bears, but in his circus, there were no bears. There were lions, camels, wolves. Papa Kalen, we don't say wolves, we say wolves. Oops. So there were horses, dogs, monkeys, but there was no bear. The clown Barnabé did all his shows, but he was starting to become sad because he couldn't fulfill his dream. He asked the circus director if he wanted to bring bears to play with him, but the director replied that a bear was too dangerous, that it would scare children, that he would eat too many things. Barnabé the clown was disappointed and always more and more sad and unhappy. His shows were becoming less and less funny. We laughed less. He had no more enthusiasm. The director realized this and asked Barnabé to come see him. So Barnabé, what's going on? Why are you so sad right now? I don't know. I'm not in good spirits. I would love to see bears so much, but you don't want to make one come. Yes, I can't bring one. But I can send you on a trip so that you see one, if it can put a smile back on your face. Would you agree? Send me on a trip? See bears? Yes. Yes, I agree. Oh, yes, I really agree. When should I leave? I don't know. I'll see what I can find as a trip to Bear Country. It goes without saying that Barnabé immediately regained his smile. He put on a wonderful show. Never had the children laugh so much. Tears were running out of their eyes. So funny was Barnabé. He was applauded wildly and the whole room stood up. It must be said that he was happy to go see the bears. Sketty, Papa Kalen tells the story. The day of the long-awaited journey finally arrived. Barnabé left for Canada, to the land of trappers and bear hunters. Obviously, he didn't go there to hunt bears, but to admire them. Barnabé arrived. He got off the plane, and barely out, searched for the bears. Papa Kalen, the bears are definitely not at the airport, but rather in the forests. Huh? Ah, yes, you're surely right. A bear in an airport would make quite a mess. He therefore left the airport and inquired around him to find out where one could see beautiful bears. By chance, he found a guide who explained the path to him. He had to go over there, pass behind the mountain, and hop. He could see the bears. Barnabé set out at once and soon arrived in the bear reserve. But as it was night, he went to bed, that he might be well by sunrise. He spent an excellent night and had a huge, fat sleep, populated with many bear dreams, of course. The next morning, he opened his eye at the same time as the first ray of the sun passed over the mountain. He was so in a hurry and happy to see the bears that he washed himself and dressed very quickly. Finally, Barnabé the clown was going to be able to fulfill his dream. He was going to see a bear, a real bear. He took a toast with maple syrup, passing in front of the buffet, and went out on the path. There, barely had he set foot on the path that he saw a tree. Papa Kalen, that's not funny. Yes, a bit. So, arrived on the path, he saw three beautiful bears next to the tree because they were looking for honey. The clown was happy. He approached the bears, who did not move. He approached closer, but the bears fled. A little bit disappointed, he continued his walk. Every time he saw bears, they left. It bothered him a little because he wanted to see them more closely. He returned to his hotel, ate quietly while thinking, turning his problem in different ways. Then it was time for bed. He slept soundly, and as the night brings advice, he woke up the next morning with a bright idea. He had to put on his clown costume so that the bears were no longer afraid. Thing said, thing done. He dressed as a clown and went out. The three bears were in the same place. They looked at him and wondered who it might have been. This funny character indeed looked like a human being, but all these colors, it was weird. Barnabé approached the bears, making strange gestures. The bears did not move. They allowed Barnabé to approach. He spoke to them and was able to approach the mother bear, then the father bear, and finally the baby bear. He could even give them big hugs. He took advantage of his new friends all week, then returned home with a light-hearted heart. He had finally accomplished his dream. He could at any moment regain this sweet sensation in him. Arrived at the circus, he made wonderful shows every evening. He was so funny that people came to see him from everywhere. He was even on TV. And there you have it, the story of the clown and the bears. See you soon. Thank you, Papa Kalen.